Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive, powered by Teachers Credit Union.
WTTSFM.com.
Well, that's a real nice voice you've got there, JT. That sounds great.
Thanks, Paul.
And I just want to mention to you, for those of you who are not aware, that JT was the first, we call it open mic night there at we do a district tap, and he won just a few weeks ago, and it's easy to see why. Yeah. Now, I had a little chance to talk to JT just before we started here, and let me know that he's from a place where another famous Hoosier comes from.
That's right.
Down in Seymour.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I guess it just follows, you know, that I would have to seize on that and go down that road just a little bit with you. Have you ever met John?
I have not. No. We hear all kinds of stories, though.
It's
a small town, like he said. So, yeah.
I bet you do.
You do in a weird way. But
yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's
like to, though.
Now, was he, obviously, you're quite a bit younger than John, at least a couple generations, but any sort of an influence on your, or how does from that area?
I think it's inevitable. I mean, you just grow up with, it's at, you know, all the festivals, parties, on the radio all the time, of course. Yeah, yeah.
So they're not tired of John down in Seymour yet?
Not at all.
Glad to hear
not
it.
Not going
to
be for a long time either, I think.
Who were some of your influences growing up?
Man, that's a lot.
I'm going to suggest something that I'm getting a little Bob Dylan Nashville Skyline out of your delivery, from that era of Dylan. And that, those were the good
that's
days when
nice,
he didn't
yeah.
have a croaky voice or anything. Just, when he really could, like, belt out a tune.
Yeah. No, I love definitely Dylan. Yeah, I love Dylan. A lot of the guys in the 60s and 70s rock and roll. Soul, folk, it's kind of the roots here stuff. So going back to like Woody Guthrie and until now, I love a band called Blitzen Trapper. But if I had to pick one, I love the Rolling Stones, I guess. That would be my number one if I had to.
You can't go wrong with the Stones. And mentioned
Soul. Such a huge catalog that never gets old.
And of course, we just sadly lost Aretha Franklin here this week.
Yeah.
And certainly when you think of 60 Soul, you think of her all that. But you've got some of that in your background. And just love the first song. Can't wait to hear the rest. So would you please once again welcome JT Larson to our Sun King Studio 92 stage.